chapter number 31. We'll begin reading with verse number 5. I'll give you a minute to find your place, because when you find that place, we're also going to read a verse or two in the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 1 and verse number 1. Psalms 31, verse 5, Habakkuk, chapter 1, and verse 1. Psalms, chapter 31, verse number 5, "Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversity, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side, while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me." Now I want to turn to the book of Habakkuk, chapter number 1, verse number 1, the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see. "O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save?" We're thankful tonight for the reading of the Word of God. Our Father, we come to you tonight, God, as humble as I know how. Lord, I pray tonight you'll hide me behind the cross.
God, help him tonight.
God, I pray tonight for anointing. Lord, I pray for a fresh touch from heaven. God, that you'll use us to be a help to these people. Father, if you don't help me, I won't be able to help them. Dear God, I pray tonight, take the word, Lord, I pray, and use it to be a help to us. We'll give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to preach tonight, by the help of the Lord, on the unseen hand. There is a hand that we don't see.
Yep.
Thank God there's a hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, you can't see God's hand or the hand of God, but you can see the effects of what God has done.
Right.
Amen.
And I'm glad tonight that we can, we know how the Lord has helped us. I thought about the fact that a lot of times in different circumstances, and I'll try to hurry and not be long, so you pray hard and I'll preach fast. Amen. In different circumstances that happen throughout our life, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll begin to question the Lord and feel like that God's not doing anything.
Right.
And I believe that's what the prophet Habakkuk had gotten to that place. He said, "Oh Lord, how long shall I cry and thou will not hear?" In other words, he said, "I feel like that you're not moving, you're not doing what needs to be done."
Right. Yeah.
So I want to take that verse by way of introduction and just kind of break it down a little bit and try to give you that God's given unto me concerning the unseen hand.
Yes, sir.
He said, "Oh Lord." In other words, the prophet was wise enough to call upon the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. Nobody else.
Right.
He didn't say, "Oh Lord, and all of your helpers." He said, "Oh Lord."
Yep.
He realized, he was smart enough to realize how that everything he needed come from God.
Right. Yep. Right.
He didn't have to turn to anybody else. Hey, if God wasn't going to do it, he wasn't going to get
done.
Yes, he said, smart anyway.
Right.
And then he said, "How long?" It may be that he had been calling out for years.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that he had been preaching and calling out against wickedness and sin and crying out for years and years. And he had gotten to that place that he was tired and that he was weary.
Right.
And he began to feel like,
mm-hmm.
why is God not doing anything?
Mm-hmm.
And friend, whether we want to realize, whether we want to admit it or not, sometimes we felt that same way.
Right.
Why is God letting them get by with that sin? Why is God allowing that to take place? And why is God not doing something about it?
That's right.
Right.
Amen. He said, "How long?" Then he said, "Shall I cry?" Amen. And he had been crying out in the Lord's name. He had been in prayer and supplication. He had been calling upon God to move, to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he had seen no results. But just because he had seen no results did not mean that God was doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then he said, "And thou wilt not hear."
Right.
In other words, he really was accusing God of not hearing.
That's right.
How many times have we said, "God's not hearing my prayers"?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Friend, he does hear.
Right.
Just because he doesn't answer when we feel like that he should answer does not mean that God has not heard that very first cry, that very first prayer. Hey, the first time that we call on him, hey, God hears that
Amen.
Cry.
Right. Amen.
But God doesn't move in our time.
Mm-hmm.
He moves in his time.
That's right.
Amen. And he said, went on to say, and cry out. Amen. He continually made that call. He said of violence. He was tired. He was moved by all the sin. And I thought about our day today. Sometimes I get tired of seeing and hearing all the sinful acts that we're hearing and seeing in the land tonight. Amen. I get tired of seeing women that are being kidnapped and children that are found dead. dead.
That's right.
Amen. Are you tired of all of that sin?
That's right.
Yep.
But can I say that God is still just?
Yes, sir.
And he's still God.
Yes, sir.
And that he's still moving. And he said, he went on to say, and thou will not say. In other words, he said, you're not changing the bad. You're not restraining them. You're not making them. I come to you. Mm-hmm. But little did he know that God was working.
Right.
Where he couldn't see.
Right.
There's an awe, there's an unseen hand that is moving, and we cannot see that hand. Hey, we don't see the effect of what God is doing this
right.
very moment.
Right.
You may be aggravated with some of your family or some of your friends. Hey, you may feel like, why don't God do something? And God is doing something.
Yep.
You just be patient and trust God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God help us tonight. Amen. I want to give you this little poem I run across. It is kind of comical, so it's okay if you want to laugh at it. A hitchhiker was walking in the rain. He could barely see. Car pulls up alongside of him. He gets in the back seat. Is this my water?
Both of them. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm like a steam engine. I run off of steam. And he gets in the back seat. Car slowly goes down the road. Turns to thank the driver. Sees no one there. Prays to God to save him. There's a curve ahead. All of a sudden, a hand comes in the window, turns the wheel. Every curve, hand comes in the window and turns the wheel. Finally, jumps out the car, runs into town to a diner, collapses and weeps, and with the experience that he had just been through. An hour later, two men come in, and they said, hey, that's that guy that got into the car when we were pushing in. Thank God for that unseen hand he had. He didn't know where that hand was coming from. Now, I know that's kind of funny, but I'll tell you what.
Yep.
There's been some times when it's been so real that unseen hand has shown up.
Yep.
You can't explain it. Maybe it's something you was praying about. It might have been a job. I've had jobs that I prayed about that it looked like there's no way humanly possible that I could get that job. And then all of a sudden, there it is.
Right.
Amen. There's been things that I've experienced when it looked like every door was closed. I mean, every door you went to was closed. And then all of a sudden, there's an open
yes,
door.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You say, where'd that come from? That unseen hand.
Yes,
thank
sir.
God. Hey, there's
yes,
been
sir.
Times when you ask God for something, and God said no. And no, no, no. Every time. And then all of a sudden, God said yes.
Yep.
Why is that? There's an unseen hand.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Works in his own way.
Amen.
And he knows what's best. Amen. Sometimes we forget that our God is always at work.
Right.
He never slumbers.
Mm-hmm.
He never sleeps. I don't know if any of you, maybe Brother Tim might know, Brother Earl Hughes. You probably remember Brother Earl Hughes. He said one night, the preacher, he's dead now, but when he was living, he said one time, he said, I got all tore up, devils aggravate me. And he said, I got so tore up. He said, I was even doubting my salvation. And he said, I cried around, prayed around a while. And he said, I was reading the Word of God. It's late in the night. He said, I read where how the Bible said he never slumbers, he never sleeps. He said, Lord, if you're going to be up all night, I'm going to bed. Amen. You can have it. Amen. And he said, God just gave him peace.
Yep.
There's an unseen hand, friend.
Yes, sir.
that guides us.
Yep.
And leads us.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever start to do something or say something,
mm-hmm.
and something,
yep.
nudge you,
mm-hmm.
it's almost as if somebody was standing yep. behind you,
right,
and said, "I don't believe I'd say that."
Yep. Oh yeah.
I don't believe I'd do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that was? That's that unseen hand. That's that Holy
right.
Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Leading you.
That's it.
And directing you.
That's
By
right.
the way, he'll never lead you wrong.
That's right.
He'll always lead you in the right way. He's continually working out his will. Amen. And God has a will. And thank God, I'm glad that he works it the way he wants it.
Amen.
Not the way it fits us.
Amen.
Or whatever our wants are, but he works it all out
mm-hmm.
for himself.
Right.
I want to give you two or three things here, and I'll be quick. I won't be long. That unseen hand. Now, to the carnal eye, that's the physical eye. Amen. We can't see it.
Right.
Amen. You're not going to see that hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You're not going to see God's hand, but it's there.
Right.
And I'll tell you how real it is.
That's it.
And you may think I'm crazy and I've lost my mind, but I've not. I'll assure you, I'm still silent. I've had God to get so real. I've been riding down the highway in my automobile.
Yeah.
And I felt like he's sitting right beside
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Brother Tim, I've had him get surreal.
Yep.
And I'd say to myself, I know he ain't over there. But just to satisfy my flesh, I'm going to have to reach over and make sure he's not over
Amen.
There.
Yes,
I
sir.
Tell you, there's an unseen
yes,
hand
Amen.
That goes with us and watches
Amen.
Over us and takes care of us. And thank God for that unseen hand.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. And I'd say, Lord, I can't see you, but I know you're in this
yep.
truck with
yep,
me.
I believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you drive down the road, you couldn't even remember passing
right.
by how certain exits and,
yep.
and certain highways and things. And sometimes you'd be weeping so much, you couldn't even see the highway.
Yep.
And I think, boy, if somebody sees me, they're going to say, that guy's crazy.
Yep. Amen.
But I'm glad for
Thank
that unseen
God.
Hand.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because he's been leading me all these years.
Amen.
I'm 61 years old. God saved me January the 10th. Amen. On his birthday. Long before he's born, though. Amen. January the 10th, 1965. That's a long time before you was born, wasn't it, brother?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And that unseen hand has been leading
Amen.
And directing
mm-hmm.
my life.
Thank God.
5 years later, God led me into the ministry. Had a fellow ask me this past week. He said, what prompted you to get into preaching? I said, well, the Lord called me.
That's right.
He said, well, that's good. He had no clue what I was talking about. Amen. He just said, that's good. Well, it'd been a lot better if a lot of others had been caught.
That's right.
I've seen some, they should have been caught.
Yeah.
Amen. They might have been able to stuck it out a little more.
Right.
Hello, I'm not being ugly. I'm just saying there's an unseen hand.
Yes, sir.
That leads us.
Yes, sir.
And then God, I started preaching when I was 15 years. Lord knew I was going to need me a good wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know. I started dating a lot younger than I should have. We've got any young people here? Yeah, there's
yeah.
Caroline,
Preach
Mallory,
right there. Yeah.
Little girls, little
yeah.
boys. When you get about 30 and you
yeah.
start thinking about dating.
You got that right, Doc.
You know?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Amen. Let me give you some good advice. You don't know how to pick them.
That's right. Yes, sir.
But God does.
Amen.
Exactly.
That's good.
And while you're sitting there wondering, am I going to grow up and be an old maid, never be married? God, that unseen hands are working out of us.
Yes, sir. I believe it. Yes, sir.
While I was trying to find my girlfriend and figure out who I should have, hey, God had a little girl for me.
Amen.
And he raised her up and brought her along. And one day on a riverbank, he let us really meet that day. We knew each other. We'd been to church together. Hey, but thank God that day we saw eye to eye. What was it? It's that unseen
hand.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
This coming June the 27th, we'll celebrate 41 years of marriage.
Amen.
It's that unseen hand.
Yes, sir.
That brought us together and put us together in love and marriage. Amen. You know, then there's that lazy Christian eye that overlooks God's hand.
Oh, yeah.
Just thinks, well, that's just the way things happen. That's just coincidence. And I just happened to meet her. I just happened to be there at that given time.
Yep.
I don't believe much in coincidence.
No. No.
I believe in the arrangements of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I went to Landmark Baptist Church, and next Sunday we'd be celebrating 20 years as pastor of Landmark. But when I went there, they'd been 13 months without a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd had several come through there. Their pastor had died. And my family went up there. We had 14 the first Sunday that we was there, plus our four, made 18 people.
Yep.
Well, God's been so good
Amen.
To us. It wasn't by Amen. Coincidence or accident that a preacher came by where I was working in a public place and got to talking to me, and he said, found out I wasn't pastoring, and he said, would you be interested in coming and preaching at a church in Morristown? And I said, yeah, I'd come and preach. And it's all right if I just take my time.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
Preach just a little bit.
Yeah.
That unseen hand. We don't see what God's doing.
No.
Well, little did I know that I was fixing to go right back into pastoring.
Yep.
I didn't know that, but God did.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When I left the church that I was at, or my wife asked me, said, honey, said, what are you going to do? Some folks had asked me to start a church, and I'd got out and ride around. I was looking for a building. And she said, one day I come in at lunchtime. She said, let me ask you something. She said, if you find a building, what are you going to name the church?
Yeah.
Some will name it Landmark Baptist Church.
Amen.
I had no clue.
Yep.
God already had the church.
Yes,
he already
sir.
Had the building.
Amen.
He just had to get us together.
Amen.
That unseen hand, when they called me and asked me to come up to preach, I never mentioned that. Never told nobody. The whole time that I was going there and preaching and everything, then we started talking about me taking the church to pastor. I never did mention it until they'd already voted me in. And then I told them that story.
Amen.
That unseen hand.
Yep.
It wasn't by accident or coincidence that Brother Josh ended up here. I don't know all the details how that he got here, but I'll assure you that there was an unseen hand that I worked it all out. Amen. Hey, thank God. God knows what he's a do.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Amen. I just want to be in his will.
Amen. Amen.
He's the work.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to be right there where God can use me
Amen.
In whatever he's got. Then there's that unaccepted hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Society, they don't accept the hand of God.
Amen.
They'd say, oh, that's a bunch of hogwash. That's what my preacher used to say. In his old terms, hogwash. People don't say that anymore, do they? But that's what my preacher used to say. But the fool, the carnal world denies God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They deny his existence. You know what this country, it amazes me, it makes me sick. This, I love this country, don't you get me wrong. I'm an American through and through. Amen. And I'm still proud to be an American.
Yes, sir.
But I'm sick at some things that we're doing right here in America. We're destroying our country and destroying the history of our country.
That's right.
Now, I don't agree with everything that's been done down through history. But why destroy that and erase that and take that away? What is, amen. What has been done. Let's put that behind us and move forward for the glory of
God. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
They deny their need for Him. They therefore deny that He has any plan.
Right.
They'll say, well, that just happened to be
mm-hmm.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't just happen to be that way. Amen. I believe that God sets up things.
Mm-hmm.
God allows us to cross paths.
Amen.
It's that hand of God.
Yep.
That unseen hand.
Amen.
There used to be a lady up in Abingdon, Virginia that sung a song, said it's the big hand of God and you can't do anything about it.
Amen.
Amen. When God saves and an old sinner comes weeping and finding God in their life, hey, it's a big hand of God and the world can't do anything about it.
Amen.
Amen. But sometimes the Christian world, they like to become more proud,
mm-hmm.
take credit for it. Amen.
Yep.
Well, this is what I've done. It won't take me but 2 minutes to tell you what all I've done in life.
Mm-hmm.
But I could stand up here all tonight, all night long.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And all day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And all day the next day. And all day the next day. And I could not begin to tell you what that unseen hand.
Yeah.
Has done that I've witnessed.
Yep, yep.
Amen. You think about how that God has protected us.
Mm-hmm.
How that sometimes when you're almost ready to run over somebody or run out of the road, and God protected you.
Amen.
That unseen hand.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You don't know the times I've stood in the hospitals when the doctors have come by and say, there's nothing we can do. I got a guy in my church. He was walking on the side of the road. Guy come along, hit him in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, boom, just knocked him. They took him to UT. Me and my wife went over there, and he's in ICU on life support. I asked the head nurse, we was right in the middle of our kit meeting. I asked the head nurse there at the hospital, the registered nurse, RN. I said, what's his chances? I said, I'm his pastor, I'm a preacher, I've seen a lot of sickness, seen a lot of death. I said, what's his chance? She said, you've never seen nothing like this.
Mm.
It's before I went in to see him. She said, I've never seen anybody this bad come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We walked in that room. I bowed my head and prayed, yeah. That's God.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, he called me and said, Brother Tom, they're going to let me come home from the hospital. I said, I don't have a way. I said, Brother Larry, I'll come down there and get you.
Amen.
You say, what happened? That unseen hand
Amen.
Showed up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Them doctors didn't see it, but God was working on him, and God touched him. You say,
yes,
what
sir.
Happened if he took him out or if he died? Well, God would have been done with him and took him home to glory.
Yep. Yes, sir.
But he wasn't done with him. He's still there at the church. That's been probably, what, over 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He still takes up the offering. He's fine. He works every day.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't thing wrong. He's there today. Ain't thing wrong with him. Amen.
Amen.
That unseen hand. I'd rather have Jesus.
Amen.
Than anything.
Amen.
This world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Has to offer. Amen. You think about how he protects us and takes care of us. And then there's that unwavering hand. It doesn't waver. He came to seek and to save. And to that repentant heart, he offers salvation. It's available. Everyone that will can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that will accept him, that hand of salvation never wavers.
Amen.
He never turns nobody down.
That's right.
He never interviews them to see if they qualify to be saved. Hey, if I'd had to qualify, I'd have probably died my sin.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
That unwavering hand to the repentant, salvation
mm-hmm.
is available.
Amen.
And to the unrepentant, wrath will come.
That's right.
Upon the unbeliever.
That's right.
Amen. That hand don't waver.
Mm-hmm.
If you reject him, if an individual rejects him, then they have really sentenced themselves.
That's right.
You say, well, I just don't believe anybody sin, that God would send anybody to hell. He don't.
Mm-hmm.
They send themselves.
That's it.
Jesus went to Calvary that all men everywhere, whatever nationality, whatever tribe, whatever color, he don't care about that. He don't see color, he sees soul.
Amen.
Amen. I had a fellow try to tell me one time that certain races didn't even have a soul. I said, man, you got to be stupid to believe that.
That's right.
Man, I can't believe anybody would think. I had a guy tell me the other day, he thought dogs had souls. I said, well, I can't agree with that. I said, they're pretty nice, but I don't think they got a soul. Amen. But mankind has a soul. I don't care. God didn't think no more of me.
Amen.
I passed by out here on 40 every day going to work. And every day I make it a habit, Brother Scott, looking to the right of those railroad tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I see them people coming down through there with little bundles. Some of them are drunks,
yeah.
Winos. They give up on life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I know? I know that without the grace of God,
amen,
that'd be me walking down them yep. tracks.
Amen.
The only thing that separates me and them, amen, is the grace of God. He
amen.
Didn't love me any more than he loved them.
Mm-hmm.
He don't love them any less than he loved me.
That's right.
Amen. That wino that slept in the alley last night, hey, God loves him as much as he loves you.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't know why God wouldn't say, he may be working on them.
Yep.
That unseen hand may be bringing them in. I dare say he probably worked on you a long time before you got in.
Amen, that's
right. Amen. He was interested in me long before I was interested in him.
Yes,
I sit right on the front pew.
Yep.
That's my daddy's rule. Me and my brother, he said, you boys can sit anywhere you want to as long as it's on the front pew. You can sit on that front pew, you can sit on that front pew, you can sit on that front pew. Amen. You can sit on either end of it. Doesn't matter as long as it's on the front pew. And I sat there and thinking I was a pretty good old boy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yep.
But one day God got interested in me.
Amen.
That unseen hand began to grip my
yep.
heart.
Yep.
Amen. I couldn't tell somebody had a hold of my heart, but I could feel somebody had a hold of my heart. And I got to looking around and I said, you know, there's some people in here who got something I don't have.
Yeah.
Amen. They'd get up and testify, tears flow, get up and sing them old songs and rejoice and shout and praise God. Amen. I said, man, I ain't got that.
Yeah.
They got something I don't have. All the time is that unseen hand.
Mm-hmm.
Wooing me and drawing me to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad tonight?
Yes, sir.
That He brought you to
yes,
the
sir.
Lord? And if you haven't accepted Him, today would be a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have the promise of another
mm-hmm.
day.
That's right.
Amen. That unseen hand. Thank God for that unseen hand. I hope maybe message might have been a little help to you tonight.
Amen.